Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today I'd like to share an embarrassing story. I was young, very young, a Bible college teacher, and I had a student who was several years older than I was, and he persistently disagreed with me in one of the classes I was teaching. In fact, he really became obnoxious. Well, one day I became so threatened and actually angry that I gathered up my lecture notes, dismissed the class, and walked out the door. Yes, that was a very immature way to handle that disagreement. However, I later found out why this man tried to intimidate me. In fact, he came to my office one day and explained in a humble way why he had tried to embarrass me. He then asked for forgiveness. You see, I had begun dating a girl on campus, who's now my wife, and with embarrassment he confessed that he had his eye on the same girl, but I had beaten him to the draw. You see, my engagement was announced on the campus. Well, as I was teaching this class, I was completely unaware of this man's intentions and his feelings. Once he unraveled his story, it all made sense, and I certainly forgave him. And I asked forgiveness for not reflecting more maturity myself. I should have looked for the real reason for his attitudes and actions. And if I had taken this approach, I would have demonstrated much more Christ-likeness to him and to all the students. I would have been able to teach in the full sense of what this phrase means in the qualification of maturity outlined in Paul's letter to Timothy. That experience taught me a great lesson. Since then, I've been able to handle similar situations in a much more godly fashion, and I've been able to communicate non-defensively in some very difficult circumstances.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, go to BiblePrinciples.org.